right. We got about 10 after 1, all three commissioners, Mr. Paulson, and our clerks. First item, I believe, is parks. And we're going to talk about Kazee Mills Park.
Kazee Mills and...
talk about K.
K.
Okay.
They combined them both in their letters sent to us.
Okay. So, has anybody done any particular work or got a place to start? Or?
Well, I mean, I guess the first question is, do we want to keep it open?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
We're talking about Kazee Mills?
Yep.
I agree.
Now, they're combining both of them, gentlemen. I think that that's the way they originally had their deal, and we didn't have... at the county commission, prior county commissions didn't want to take on the KDOT. So what they did is everything that comes to us that is documented has Kazee Mills and
KDOT.
Well, what it does, they talk about this not keeping them up, and we keep Kazee Mills up. They've never let us include KDOT. So, I mean, that's the way the documentation reads, and it's got that initials, and they got abbreviated. Tell me what it is there, Jim. I've seen the initials.
I'm pulling it right now. Okay. You want me to put it on the big screen? I can.
Yeah, because I'm having trouble reading it on my BlackBerry.
Okay.
Let me
just scooch over here one more deal.
I haven't had a chance since yesterday to draft anything.
Okay. I think I mentioned yesterday or Monday, whatever, when we visited, I guess it was yesterday, that I think there was agreement that we, from the park board to the park board, that we didn't want to try to keep up or work on KDOT. Now, if we want to look at it, I'm not against looking at it, but I don't think there was any desire to keep it up by the folks out that way. That's what I remember.
Well, last time I talked to Bobby Fawcett, Bobby said that they were interested in trying to do something down there, but him and Aaron Rodgers both mentioned that they might. There's a park board meeting tomorrow night.
Right.
I think it'd be a good time to revisit that with them, maybe have our decision made here as a county commission as far as I'd like to know to go into the same subject, Chuck. They called yesterday, and that message that I got from the gentleman that we had unfinished business with.
I have to talk to him today.
Okay, and he told you that he wasn't wanting to lay the asphalt and not do the raise. He didn't know whether we was interested in doing the raise on that, and he said that they had the intention of going all the way around and coming up the hill and doing the parking lot over on the other side. Well, the way I understood when we had our meeting that was there, and I don't know whether that was before you got there or maybe while you were there, is the Corps of Engineers was wanting them to trade that asphalting all the way around because it stays underwater for some money to do incline, the build up to get across to K.
Both parks and their service levels reduced from overnight use to lake access only as a result of park operations conducted in the mid-90s. They further explained it's operated under a volunteer agreement with the Taney County Park Board, reasonably successful, but 2 years of flooding had taken a heavy toll. Our agreement exists for Highway K. The county commission had expressed some interest in the park area. The team had real concerns about public safety, sanitation, illegal activity, etc., and that no clear authority exists with either Mountain Home or Taney County for their operation. According to district policy, areas should have facilities which are removed or the area formerly leased. We have other parks at both Bull Shoals and Norfolk that were affected by this review, and over time we have removed facilities while maintaining the boat launch ramp and parking. Real estate perspective, a volunteer agreement is not a valid instrument to continue operating a park. The best and only tool to use is a lease, and I'm attaching a copy of one issued to the City of Bull Shoals. Lease agreement may require the completion of a formal environmental assessment. Wow. While this is not an overly difficult process, it is structured and requires several steps to finalize. I'm sure Taney County has completed them for many of the projects you've undertaken, so it shouldn't be anything new. If you like, I can get a copy for your review of one that was completed for a park lease. I know we all received calls regarding the condition of the parks, and having just been there for our road meeting, I can personally attest to the unsafe condition at Highway K camping area. We have a contractor in place to remove the vault toilet there and plan to move forward with that as soon as practicable. Should the county wish to lease the area, I would not recommend including the toilet and such, as I don't believe the structure is worth the time and effort to restore it to a safe, usable condition. As always, I'll gladly meet at your convenience.
So I guess the next step is an environmental assessment. Is that what I see?
Yes, an EA.
So really, if we're serious about taking this area over, we need to go ahead and probably move that we authorize an EA done on this park to see where we stand.
Okay.
That's how I'm understanding this document.
Yeah, and if you go down a little bit, he says that he's attached one, right?
No, he's attached the lease, but not the EA. He can get us the EA. Right down here, it says right. I'm attached to the room.
Before I'd be in favor
before
of
before that.
Right here, so I can get you a copy for your review.
Okay.
Before I'd be in favor of us doing an environmental assessment, I'd like to visit with John Heiser, who wrote this, who's been very cooperative, and because it does say a lease agreement may require. Isn't that what that says? So possibly with some conversation, we might not have to go to that expense. That may be overly optimistic. Attitude.
May require the completion of a formal environmental assessment, and it may be something less. They're going to require us to do something.
But I mean, it's a very open area, and I mean.
But we could send a letter back and say, we are interested in leasing it. What are you going to require us to do?
let me give you some update on that. Gentlemen, when we first started the conversation about this has been several years ago. They asked that we do an environmental study then, and that was kind of the hold up, the kicker on not trying to get this thing completed. Since then, they had the bathrooms. At that time, they had them nailed shut, plywood over the doors and everything. They had been shot with guns and all this kind of stuff. Since then, there has been a meth lab, I think, inside the bathroom facilities. I was extremely upset with them that they wanted to tear down the bathroom areas because they're those block buildings, and I'd say they had a lot of value at one time.
Right.
Now, I think they would have to be torn down, and it would be to our interest to go ahead and let them tear them down, and then us, if we have to, replace them. They're vault toilets is what they are. But they've got a well there, and that well has been tested by Taney County ever since, for some reasoning, it's been, and we received from Cole a report on it, because it's got a well there, and I don't know whether it's because it's out there and you know, supplies water to the surrounding.
Are we talking K now?
That's K there that I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, I guess my question is, what do we want to do our next step?
Our next step would probably be, well, we can look at the lease here real quick, but our next step would be to talk to Heiser and say, what is it that you're looking for from us besides the lease? I mean, what kind of an assessment, short of an economic assessment, do we need to do? What sorts of things do we need to have checked out and a report to you on so we can enter into this lease? I mean, kind of set what we need to do if we're going to do it.
Yeah.
And are we going to do
it? You want to do it over a phone conversation? You want it in writing? I mean, it seems like.
I think it needs to be in writing.
I do too. Just because.
We can have a conversation with him, but I think it needs to be in writing. Because I did have a verbal commitment for them to let us have that at park at one time. Kirbyville was actually going to take the management over. They had a group of volunteers. You remember when I brought that forward Bob, that they had a group of volunteers with some organization that was going to go down and clean the whole mess up.
Right.
And it was a volunteer club out of Branson, connected with either Skaggs Hospital or something, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
But anyway, they were going to down and clean the whole thing up. When Chuck and I met at Theodosia, we met Lieutenant Rogers over there, Lieutenant Colonel Rogers, excuse me, and he said that he seen no reason why the Corps couldn't let us have that, and he told John Heiser and Mark Case, both standing right there, that was his comment.
But the fact is, if we're going to actually exercise control over these parks, we're going to have some formal agreement, a lease.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lease, and we're going to have our own rules and regulations that meet with the Corps' rules to enforce, so that we don't have people staying 14 days or...
Do we want Highway K? I mean, we want both. I mean, this is two different parks you're talking about, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we want them both?
I can get enough people to work on the K deal.
Well, the park board needs to make that decision, right? Because isn't that the mechanism to maintain the park system?
Yep.
So really, before we do anything, we need their recommendations to pursue a lease with them, I think, to follow a formal process. And aren't they meeting tonight?
Tomorrow night, Thursday night. Yeah.
So, I mean, if we got this to them, make them make a recommendation that for us to pursue this, and then we can then have either a conference call with John Heiser and then follow it up with an email.
What department is going to be responsible for the park? We're going to have maintenance. We're going to have all kinds of things that we do. What department is going to be responsible for that?
Well, I guess it just depends. It would probably have to be
parks.
Well, it'd have to be parks, and they could just contract.
Well, they so far they've took the park board budget and pulled dollars out and give to Road and Bridge.
That, or we can do maintenance. I mean, we could do.
If we do something like this, if we do a lease, we're going to have to get serious about
the park system.
We're going to have to get serious about at least these parks that we have leases on, and we're going to have to say we're going to maintain these things because the Corps is going to require us.
I was going to say, follow up with that. They're giving you each year you have to submit a plan, an annual.
Yes.
What is it called? They call it a development. Well, anyway, up here.
Annual plan shall include, but is not limited to the following: plans for management, maintenance, and development.
They're going to hold us accountable to this. So
our
really,
budget for carrying out all the activities for the upcoming year, personnel to be used, annual certification of all water.
We need to be.
There's a lot of stuff
committed to it at this point.
And if we're not that committed, we don't need to be doing this.
Correct, and that's really the Parks Board needs to give us that direction, don't you agree?
And what's going to be the expense of doing these things in this
That's
lease?
A great question, too.
Are we willing to spend that kind of money on it?
Once again, great question.
I think that's tomorrow night's park board meeting would be one that the public needs to be attended by all the park board members and get their
That's it.
Opinions and a vote from them.
Yeah, we're done. Make sure.
As I repeat and say, they're kind of using one part over our heads. They're using K over our heads for wanting to close Kazee Mills down because they got them combined.
I didn't read that they were going to require us to take both or none.
You didn't read that. No, but that's what they do. That's what you read their assessments.
Well, and that's very well that they're trying to lump them together because they know one's good and one's not good. I don't know their motive behind it, but I think we've got to look at, does the Parks Board want this? Because it's an expense. I mean, wouldn't that come out of their budget?
Mm-hmm. Whatever's allotted for
you. Yeah.
Obviously, they don't want to keep it open at their expense.
You mean the Corps?
I think I heard all three commissioners say they were in favor of Kazee Mills. The other question is, Are we in favor, or do we want to try to keep K open? What I think I saw there, they were talking about, were they talking about the bathrooms at K or gazebo?
In that email, they're referring to the bathrooms at K.
Okay, so they're saying they're going to tear them down regardless.
They've got a demolition order, yeah.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that we attempt to cross the bridge, so to speak, at Kazee Mills Park, see if we can handle and swallow and manage that all right. And then if we want to come back later and ask about K Highway, the property's still there. It's not like we're losing. There's going to be something lost or demoing. There's nothing up on the top there anyway except
picnic tables.
I think they're gone.
They're concrete if they're gone.
No, I haven't been out there
anyway
lately. They were concrete, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe they're still there. Anyhow.
See, there's a well there that's worth a lot of money to whoever's got control of the property.
Okay.
Because it's a public well. And that public well, if we had to go drill one ourselves, it costs us $25,000 to $30,000.
Yeah, but what is it worth to us? You said it was worth a lot to whoever controlled it. I mean, we wouldn't be profiting off of it or anything. What it's good for is if you're going to utilize the property.
Right. I mean, it's an asset
mm-hmm.
to the property. And they also got a dump station there. The dump station itself is worth a lot for sanitation reasons.
Talking an RV dump station mm-hmm. where people dump the toilets.
Yeah, and well, it actually got the two vaulted toilets. They've got a deal there too also. I just hated to see a facility that the public could use as a parks area turned down. Myself, I just hate to see them tear it down. It's not been of use, but it's something that could be used. There's a set of steps goes right down to the water on the back side of it. That would be dollars that would be have to be spent if they weren't there. You know, that's what I was looking at.
Well, I'm not against looking at Kay, and if we can come up with a plan. But as always, we've only got so many dollars to spend, and I think since Kazee Mills has been used, and we ought to work on that one and spend our money there first. But that's just my opinion. We can talk to the park board tomorrow night, as was suggested, see what they think, but without cost, as Bob mentioned earlier, if we don't have a cost to what we're talking about doing, and that may be pretty hard to get, the requirements in this Bull Shoals lease that we were looking at seems to be pretty extensive. I don't think the Corps has done that in the last so many years.
No.
Maybe they would be willing to back off to their lease requirements to a similar type situation that's been done, which is practically nothing. Or we wouldn't be taking on just a huge thing.
Right? Well, I think we can negotiate that. I think you're right. I mean,
I think it's negotiable, but I think they're going to require something more than what they're doing, because otherwise they'll just close
and
it.
And this may be the moon. They may be asking for, this is the best, and
but they'll settle for something.
Something in between. Reasonable. Yeah. I was going to send a note to Nikki or Jillian and just see if they'll print some copies of this for the parks meeting. Is that what you want for tomorrow night?
I think so.
Okay.
But they need to read it to be able to read it and see what it is says.
I don't have our schedule in front of us. Are we?
I know Frank's not on it.
If I could just have to make a comment and leave. In regards to Kazee Mills,
you're living reckless, but you can try.
You may have talked about it already. From an environmental standpoint, when we have high water conditions at that park and we have those vault toilet facilities, those two don't mix well. And so that needs to be taken into consideration in the long term. What type of violation could we or the Army Corps be in when there's a flood and those facilities are flooded? Another issue that we have that's doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen once in a while, that's illegal dumping at the park there. We've talked about putting different types of containers, but several times a year there are people that haul household trash out there, and we do pick that up. So my biggest concern would be the toilet facilities during flooded conditions.
Are those pump-out facilities?
They are. They may be closed seasonally during high water conditions and then cleaned and opened again, which I think has happened once in a while. People break into them once in a while.
If there's a danger of high water, they can be pumped out?
Right. There's some and that would be part of the management plan to create something like that.
I think I've heard suggested that we could do away with that and rent two or three porta potties, or that the water's coming up, you go in and you pull the porta potties out of there. So there's some options there.
Right. So that's all I had. Thank you.
Since you're thinking about that, are there other environmental things you can think about besides the toilet? I can't imagine there's any other environmental.
Other than illegal dumping, which we usually pick up as soon as it's reported or somebody drives by and sees it.
And that can happen on the side of the road anywhere.
Right. Anywhere, yeah.
Okay.
They should work with us. They know about some things that took place down there that we helped them out on, and so they should work with us.
I think you're right. I think they will.
Why don't you find the big screen up again? I've got some more data. The next thing is on the agenda is parks. And I know we talked about some of the things yesterday. And some things I talked to Rick about that we wanted to cover is we have a list of about 9 vehicles that we can sell if we want to. What I asked for was a list from Dixie or Rick, and I just got it. Of if there's a way, yes.
You said the next issue was parks. You're talking about county auction.
I'm sorry. The next issue is county auction because our parks discussion is now over. Thank you, counselor.
I just wanted to clarify.
Thank you, counselor. My gosh.
I thought he was going to put a fleet of trucks out on the park.
I think we're going to barricade the drive and we'll eat out of the back of the trucks. Anyway, here's what we have currently on inventory-wise. And we've got some vehicles that really could just be taken off of our inventory list. And maybe there's a couple things, my thoughts, since I'll start the conversation, is do we still need this many vehicles? Do we want to sell some of our existing fleet just because we have too many vehicles? Or are there some vehicles that we really just want to upgrade because we've got old vehicles already? So where do you want me to start?
Well, I wanted to know if any office holders or department heads requested a change in vehicles.
Well, we haven't sent that email out yet, sir. We just had that meeting yesterday.
I know, but that's what I was wanting to talk about.
So vehicle update?
If we haven't, and I do know that there's one because there's one sitting over here the other day, and I asked somebody about it, and they said, if you have any of those vehicles, we need to get rid of this one and get one that's a little bit different.
I can tell you this, for me, I don't have a vehicle that can go off-road, and some of these roads that I've gone on, I've been using one of the ones at the maintenance shed because I'm not taking my car on some of these roads. So that's why I think the commission car, and I can tell you that that Impala that we have a lot of people who go to conferences that are not in the commission, like purchasing and IT. They check our vehicle out so they can drive long ways because that's one of more comfortable vehicle to drive, and it's better gas mileage. So I would almost think that we might be able to keep a couple cars within the commission's authority and maybe not so many in somebody else's authority. That way, more departments can use it as needed. More of a vehicle pool that Rick and I talked about last year, but we weren't ready to jump into. But I wanted to throw that out. I know that you had a comment of there's a P&Z vehicle that's aging. Is that right?
There was a request there, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
The mechanics told me they thought that the vehicle was in better condition than any of them that we had that we're trying to get rid of in that particular case.
I guess one of the questions is, we haven't asked elected officials or office holders yet if there's a vehicle they want to upgrade from one of these. We really don't have an assessment from the maintenance guys, are any of these vehicles in bad shape?
Yeah, you got that assessment you'd have.
Of our current assessment.
Of our current, I don't.
Of our current
the ones,
vehicles.
The ones that are on there, there's only two of those looks to me like you'd even want to consider.
Okay.
Maybe three. Is it?
That's what
all three Dodge Dakotas. One of them says fair. One of them says, what's that say, Bob?
It's got a list of what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
This right here?
Yeah.
It says something about a windshield, a rough exhaust, and budding windshield, something.
Anyway, dude. Because the other ones have rear end damage,
transmission,
and I think those Dakotas were noted for having problems with their transmission. I don't know.
Well, the other question is, I mean, do we want to look at Road and Bridge? I mean, and see if there's any vehicles that they don't need anymore.
I would assume that Frank would have done that when we set up and said, do you have anything for sale?
But you didn't. Do you get any responses?
I think Don sent that out, and I haven't asked for what you got. Did you get any responses? Did you get any responses when you sent out anybody? I don't think she got anything.
Not yet. Road and Bridge has come away.
Could they say bushing?
Yeah, that...
body rough, windshield, bad exhaust. You can read it.
Well, that's a Jim Dandy right there.
I had to type it up, so I had to call him because I didn't understand.
You couldn't read it either.
So what direction do we want to do? I mean, there's also a subsequent question, which is Hollister and other cities may want to participate in our auction. Is that all right? They have in the past?
Merriam Woods has in the past. Hollister actually called me, I would say, a month ago and asked if they could do that. And I think I may even talk to you guys, and you said, oh, that'd be fine. So but I think we probably ought to contact all the smaller entities and see if they would like to participate. You know, just
is that something we do, or is that something our office needs to do?
We can do it. I mean, it's not a problem.
When you say Merriam Woods participated,
I'm pretty sure that their police department sent over a few things that we sold for them in the last auction. I think it was Merriam Woods. I'm not sure.
Not purchasing stuff.
They can always purchase stuff. We wouldn't be able to keep it from them. They sold, I think, some light bars and stuff.
I'm fine with you contacting all those other entities. Are you guys?
Yep.
We'll do that then.
And then the other thing is, from an auctioneer, I think Rick is volunteering the services, but we want to make sure that everyone knows either they want to volunteer and help auction, they can. But right now, his price is pretty good. But I didn't know how we wanted to address the labor part of the auctioning.
I've got to be there anyway, so I don't mind calling. I just assume be calling and standing back and watching. If I'm at an auction, I can't hardly keep from participating. But I don't want other auctioneers in the area to say, hey, well, you know, he got that just because he's there. I couldn't, you know. You understand what I'm saying?
We recess for a minute. I want to ask somebody a question out front.
No.
Sure. Recess for 5 minutes.
Recess. Okay.
And let him kill that.